celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper every Sunday during Lent. We've been reflecting on different meanings of coming to the Lord's table. And so today we come to the table of welcome. And we read this story from the book of Genesis, where Abraham and Sarah are, of course, dwelling in the promised land in what is, in many ways, a wilderness of a place. And strangers arise. And as you listen to the story, the strangers are at one moment three men, at another moment the Lord. So hear now the word of God. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them, and he bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly three measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared, and he set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. That story is only half over as we've finished it there. And these three men who are at once the Lord and elsewhere in Hebrews called angels, that Abraham here entertained angels unaware, they will announce to Abraham and to Sarah, who's eavesdropping, that they will have a son. But for today, we're thinking just about this welcome of Abraham to these people who just appeared out of the desert, unknown. And notice how Abraham not just gives them something to eat and drink, but he gives them the best of what he has to offer. He gives them a calf, of all things. That he asks his wife to make bread for them. He hurries, he runs everywhere he goes to make them at home, to give them what they need to survive. And they're in a desert culture, and it's still true that hospitality is one of the highest of virtues, one of the highest of values. Because when you come to someone in the desert, your life really does depend, on the graciousness of those to whom you come. I think we all know something of what that's like, to be the stranger, to be dependent on the welcome of another. I remember when I was in high school, I moved and switched high schools and came to a new place at age 15. That's a big change to make. You go kicking and screaming to this new place. And you know, the locker room was okay. You know, it was a little lonely there standing at this new locker, not knowing who was on the left or the right. But the halls are full of people, so that it was okay. It was okay to go into a new classroom where you didn't know anyone because, you know, the teacher did most of the talking and you could sort of hide in the back. But the hardest part of it all was the cafeteria. Going through, picking up your food, and then stepping out into that vast room of unknown faces, wondering if anyone will notice that you need a place to sit down. Now, that's not a survival moment. That's not a life or death matter, unless you're 15. It's something of a wilderness out there. It's something of a wilderness. I ate by myself for about a week until someone who was to become one of my best friends found out that a new basketball player had moved into town, and he showed up in my driveway one day with a ball and said, "Let's shoot some hoops." I still don't know how he heard about me, but I'll always be grateful to John Hank for welcoming me, maybe not to a table, but welcoming me to his basketball court. And that was the beginning of finding faces that I knew in that wilderness of a cafeteria. I think we've all had moments where we're new at school or new on the job or new in the neighborhood, new in church. And again, it's something of a wilderness, and it may not be life or death, but there's something of our survival on the line when we're looking for that friendly face, for that place that we can feel at home and feel welcome. Several years ago, now in 2005, you know, as many of you will remember, we became acquainted with some folks down in El Salvador through Megan Gregory, one of our young people who became a Peace Corps volunteer there, and we ended up helping them build a school and eventually working on water projects and chicken and fertilizer and all kinds of things through Megan. And some of us had the privilege of going down there to that village there. And there's Megan with her dad, Fred Gregory, who is, by the way, the potter for our gift to Lori Leiter that you can see out there at the coffee bar. We went down there to build the school, like they needed our help to build a school. But we did help build it. But most of what we did was this, really, was sit. Not most of what we did. We really did work in the hot sun. But in many ways, the most meaningful thing was not just that, but was sitting at table. Sitting at table with people whom, of course, we did not know, and yet to whom we were connected through Megan and by faith, and just sitting with them as they welcomed us into their homes and gave us the very best of what they had to offer. The very best. What they had to offer. And very often, we were served chicken, which here to us would not be necessarily, we wouldn't even think about it. But there, when you would look around their yard and see four or five chickens, and you knew that they had sacrificed 20% of the chickens that they had, so that we, these strangers, who were not strangers after all, could be feasted at their table. We were all humbled by that gift. We were humbled by their generosity, by their extravagant welcome of us, as they who, in so many ways, in terms of worldly goods, had so little, were willing and glad to share with us practically all that they had. And that table there was a reminder of this table, where our Lord invites all of us to come. All of us who live in a wilderness of a world out there, all of us who face obstacles and who face forces out there that seem to be working against us, all of us who face challenges and uncertainties and anxieties and fears and turmoils, and all of us who carry baggage, and all of us who have been wounded, and yet, this is a safe place. This is the Lord's table. This is a place of welcome where we all can come. And where God has given us in the bread and the wine that are the body and blood of our Lord that represent his sacrifice, his gift of his life for us all, we see our Lord's extravagant and amazing welcome. So come now, all of you, to our Lord's table. Bring your fears, your worries, your burdens, your anxieties, and lay them here and taste and see that the Lord is good, and that in this wilderness of a world, you have a safe place to come. Pray with me. Gracious God, we come to your table. We feast on the bread and the wine that are your amazing grace and your extravagant love. Open our eyes. For Christ's sake, for the world's sake, and for our own sakes, we ask it. Amen.